When Michaela came to me, she was distraught, she was shaken, she was crying. And when I asked her what happened, she expressed to me about, you know, a young lady at the school saying racial things and, you know, making a direct comment about the N-word towards her. So when she went to go seek out for help, she didn't get the help that she was looking for. Instead, an adult faculty member yelled at her in her face. And after she yelled at her, you know, she made a statement to her saying, "You're just making matters worse. Go to your class." Then on top of that, having a school resource officer, fully loaded gun and a badge, following my 12-year-old daughter, making her feel even more uncomfortable, telling my daughter, "Well, I'm just doing my job." You know, I wasn't okay with that. And so not even knowing what the whole story was beside what my daughter expressed to me, principal gives me a call and tells me my daughter had to take a day off from school. So me asking her why, she didn't give me an explanation why. She just said my daughter needed to take a day off from school. So I replied back by saying, "Wait a minute, you're asking my daughter to stay from school, you're suspending my daughter for being called the N-word?" That's when I got hung up on. So, you know, I made phone calls to the district. When I got that phone call back, the superintendent of school, she wasn't cooperative at all. Her voice was like 0 to 100. And then she just like, "I can't deal with this right now," and hung up.